Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on God's will for your healing was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I've been ministering on healing, and I believe that a lot of people have been getting set free. We've had some tremendous testimonies, some great things happening. Melinda shared with us last night about one of our prayer ministers that prayed with a person with Parkinson's, and the person with Parkinson's was, what, running or walking around here, and awesome things happening, and we've been seeing great things happen. You know, the thing that blesses me the most is when I teach other people how to believe, and they receive. Because I don't know if this is natural because I'm getting older. I don't know if it's because I've grown in the Lord or what. But you know what? I'm just realizing that, I've got an end to my course. I'm not going to be here forever. And we've got to teach other people how to believe. You can't build things all around yourself. We've got to get other people. And this is the whole point behind our Bible schools, is trying to train up faithful men and women who will be able to teach others. So right now, the thing that really excites me isn't when I pray for a person and see them healed, although I still love to see that. I love to see other people get hold of the truth. We had a woman come up to me out there this morning that was in a car wreck a few years ago and said her skull was laid open, she had brain damage, she was not expected to live, and man, she was just as perfectly normal in every way. You couldn't tell that there was any problem, and she said it was because of the Word. She got hold of the Word, and she believed the Word and stood against all of those symptoms, and praise God, she's just doing great. Is that lady in here? Who are you? Where are you? Identify yourself. Stand up. Show everybody what a healed person looks like. Isn't that great? Praise the Lord. I'm sure that there's many people in here that could stand and testify about how that the Word of God has set you free. And you know, a lot of us don't really understand and appreciate this, but getting hold of the Word will prevent sickness too. You'll walk in supernatural health, and who knows what has been prevented because of people getting hold of the Word of God. And so praise God. You don't always have to wait until you're under attack and something terrible is happening. You can walk in the Word of God and prevent problems in your life. And I believe that that's even better. So we've been teaching on the subject of healing. Let's turn over to Matthew chapter 7. And I want to share some things with you this morning, that this is one of the most important things that the Lord's ever spoken to me about any area, but specifically about healing. Of course, I say that about a lot of stuff. If you watch my programs, I'm saying this is one of the most important things, but everything I teach is important. I mean, I don't teach any stuff that I don't think is important. It's all good. This is really, really important. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus was speaking. I hate to skip down, but I need to, or I'll preach on all of these verses. In verse 7, Matthew 7, 7, it says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Now, that is a simple scripture. If you seek, you find. If you knock, it's opened unto you. It's promising us results. And yet, I bet you that every person in here at some time or another has asked, and you didn't receive. You've sought and you didn't find. You've knocked and it wasn't open unto you. So immediately this produces a conflict. Here's what the Word says. Here's the promise of God. And here's results. How do you reconcile the two? And religion has gone to great expense to try and explain this away. And say, well, this means you have to keep on asking and keep on knocking and keep on seeking. And it's talking about perseverance. And they'll couple this with Luke chapter 11 and some other things. I'm not going to take time to turn over there. Or they'll say sometimes God says no. And He doesn't answer every person. And yet the very next verse, verse 8 says, "Everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Really, there is no good way around this scripture. This scripture is promising you results. If you seek, you find. If you ask, it's given to you. If you knock, it's opened unto you. And this isn't just for a few people. It's everyone that asks receives. And yet, here again is this same problem. Here's the promise of God, but here's our results. How do you harmonize the two? And this is what I want to share with you this morning. If you can understand this, it will really, really help you to understand what's going on in between when you say amen and there it is. And most people don't have a concept that there is a spiritual world that exists. They don't have a concept that there is any such thing as time or distance with God. You'll often hear people, I mentioned this last night, but there's a lot of theologians that will sit there and say there is no such thing as time or distance, and they come up with these concepts about God that if you go to Scripture, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit what's recorded. I'm going to show you some things that will challenge some of your theological concepts today. But people just think that if God wanted to heal a person, if God wanted to set you free, then boom, just like that, it's done. There are no such thing as time restrictions, anything on God. That is not what the Word of God teaches. There is a time in between when God moves and when you see a physical manifestation of what God does. Now, it can be a very short period of time that looks like it's nearly instantaneous or miraculous like that. But there's many scriptural examples of God moving and releasing His power, and yet it takes a period of time before what God has done in the spiritual realm to come to pass in the physical realm. And most people don't understand this. So here's what I'm saying is that when you ask, God does give. But whether or not you see what God has done manifest isn't an indication of whether or not God answered your prayer, but it's an indication of whether or not you were able to receive what God gave. God always gives, but there are things that can stop what God has in the pipeline for you from coming to pass, and most people don't understand this. They don't understand that we have authority over this, and so they just sit there and look at the results. And if the results aren't what they want, well, then they assume that God never moved. You know, on our program last week, I was using the example of a water faucet. And a person may want water out of that faucet. And they sit there and you could just stand there and put your cup under that faucet and just wait. And you could pray and you could call the utilities company and says, please, I need water. Please turn on this water. And you could sit there and you could die of thirst waiting on that water to come. And that water could only be inches away. The truth is that the utilities company has put the water into the pipes. It's right there. But there's something that you have to do. You have to turn that tap. You have to release what has been done. And when you turn the tap is not when all of a sudden the utility company rushes to supply you with water. The supply is already there. You just haven't learned how to appropriate it. You've got to learn that there is something you do that releases what the utilities company has already provided. Likewise, God has already provided your healing. He's already provided everything, but there's things that you can do that can either release it or hinder it. You could just barely open that tap and you could have a drop come out. You could open it a little bit more and have a little trickle come out. You could open it all the way and have a flood come out. And it's you that controls how much is coming out, not the utilities company. Likewise, people can receive instantaneous healings. People can receive gradual healings. People can get just a tiny drop of healing. And they wonder, why did God do this? And they just assume that the results is all because God caused this. That's no more true than the fact that some people get a lot of water, a little bit of water out of a tap because of the way that they control that tap. God doesn't control who gets healed. You do. That's better preaching than you're listening. Turn over to Daniel chapter 9. Let me show this to you out of Scripture. In Daniel chapter 9, in verses 1 through 3, Daniel began to start praying a prayer. He was seeking specifically wisdom or revelation about what Jeremiah had prophesied about there being 70 weeks to the Israelites' captivity, or 70 years. 70 years to their captivity, and he was asking God for revelation on what this meant. And in verse 3, Daniel chapter 9, verse 3 says, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said." And he begins to pray a prayer in verse 4. And if you read this, he's basically just saying, "God, you're righteous, you're just, we forsook your covenant. Everything that we're getting is what we deserve, but I'm asking you for mercy." And he was just pleading with God for mercy upon the people. And he prays all the way down through verse 19. I'm not going to read all of those verses, but look in verse 19. He says, "O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, and for the city, and for thy people are called by thy name." And in verse 20, "And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel," this is talking about the angel Gabriel, the same one that appeared unto Zacharias and Mary, he says, "whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding." So here's Daniel praying for an answer to his prayer. And it says, while he was still speaking, if you were to read this prayer, it takes somewhere around 3 minutes to read this prayer. And so here he is, like 3 minutes into his prayer. While he was still praying, an angel, Gabriel, shows up and begins to explain to him what he was praying about. Now that's awesome. That's what we all want. We want God to interrupt our prayer. And while we're still praying, here's our answer before we even say amen. That's what we would all love to have. But look at this, what Gabriel goes on to say in the very next verse. It says in verse 23, "At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to give thee, to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision." So Gabriel, when he appears, says, "At the beginning of your supplication, God gave a command for Gabriel to come answer his prayer." I'd like to encourage you to get this teaching about healing that I made from the Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. You know, I've taught on this a lot, but I had many of my own staff say that they really liked this one, that they thought that it was balanced, that I answered a lot of the questions that people have about healing. And I think it could not only be a blessing to you, but this could be a great set for you to take and to share with someone else. If you aren't sick, or if you don't know anybody who's sick, I can guarantee you, you will. And so the time to prepare is now. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer and please take advantage of this and get this teaching on healing that was made at the Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on supernatural healing. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Dallas Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM239 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.